Alternative methods to estimate asthma burden among the tribal population in Wisconsin. And this is kind of part of the first three presentations are really kind of a three-part series that Samantha started out by describing. And then the following two presentations are pretty much self-standing but still deal with American Indian burden, disease burden. So American Indian reservations are often located in sparsely populated areas, such that the rates of health outcomes of interest are difficult to quantify for very small geographic areas, as Samantha mentioned. In the previous presentation, Samantha talked about that contract health services delivery areas, or CHISDA counties, are those that contain all or part of a reservation and any county that has a common boundary with a reservation. CHISDAs are used as a geographical proxy such that county-level rates can be applied to tribal populations. In Wisconsin, there are 31 CHISDA counties and 41 non-CHISDA counties. There is some question as to whether this approach generates accurate rates for tribal populations, which brings us to the goal of this analysis, which is really a small validation study of the CHISDA. In this Wisconsin map, CHISDA counties are highlighted in yellow, non-CHISDA counties in white, and then pink identifies Wisconsin tribal boundaries. Tribal boundaries range from small, including only one county. I don't have a mouse, but the farthest north, northern county, Bayfield County, includes Red Cliff tribe, and to quite large tribes encompassing multiple counties. So Ho-Chunk Nation in the western part of the state includes 15 Wisconsin counties. We undertook an analysis of Wisconsin hospitalization and emergency department visit data, which do include race and ethnicity data elements. The objective was to compare estimates of American Indian and Alaska Native asthma burden based on CHISDA to estimates based on race, since we had this information available in our data set and have for quite some time. We wanted to compare aggregate CHISDA and non-CHISDA county rates versus the overall state rates by race. And then within tribe-specific CHISDAs, compare CHISDA county rates versus the rates by race. We began by obtaining a list of 31 CHISDA counties in Wisconsin from the Great Lakes Intertribal Epidemiology Center. We assessed the completeness of race coding in inpatient and emergency department data sets. And then lastly, we calculated the age-adjusted asthma inpatient and ED visit rates for overall child and adult populations. We looked at the rates for CHISDA counties versus non-CHISDA counties, excluding the four Milwaukee metro counties, and we compared those to the statewide rates by race during 2011 through 2013. We then looked at the statewide rates overall and by race during a seven-year period, 2007 through 2013. And then for the same period by tribe, we looked at the CHISDA county rates compared to the rates by race. So Wisconsin's 31 CHISDA counties and their contribution to 11 Wisconsin tribes were provided by the Great Lakes Intertribal Epidemiology Center. And as we saw in the earlier map, tribes may include only one county or up to 15 Wisconsin counties. And in fact, two of the Wisconsin tribes actually contain a Minnesota CHISDA county. And that would be Ho-Chunk Nation and the St. Croix Chippewa Indians. So we evaluated the completeness of race coding in the data sets during the seven-year period. As you can see in the table, we're showing the percentage of coded records for hospitalization data and ED visit data, those that were coded with a specific race, or coded as other race, or coded as unknown race, or just missing. Because unknown race and missing can be combined, we see that race wasn't available in 3% of the hospitalization records and 21% of the ED visit records during this period. I then investigated this a little bit more and tried to learn about the history of the race and ethnicity coding in Wisconsin. In Wisconsin, race and ethnicity are required fields for all patient types. The fields were first added in 1991 when only inpatient records were collected. So hospitals built that item into their inpatient admissions data collection and information systems. Then when ED visit data began to be collected in 2002, many hospitals didn't have the systems in place to collect this information. The next year, the Wisconsin Hospital Association took over the data collection process. And then a few years ago, Wisconsin Department of Health Services encouraged the Hospital Association to work on reporting rates for race and ethnicity. And they really stepped up with a sustained educational campaign and feedback to the hospitals. And it looks like improvement started in 2012 and was essentially completed in 2013. In 2014, less than about 5% of the records in both the ED visit data set and hospitalization data set were missing race and ethnicity. But for the time period of interest, these 7 years, we did believe that the missing race at least seemed to be a non-differential missing, because we found exactly the same findings for the ED visit and the hospitalization analyses. So in the remainder of this presentation, I focus on the ED visit rates because they're more stable due to the greater number of events during this time period. So let's look at some of the results. In this figure, we're looking at the aggregate rates of ED visits, asthma ED visits for the CHSDA counties shown in red versus the non-CHSDA counties shown in purple, and those exclude the four Milwaukee metro counties, and then the Milwaukee metro area shown in blue. Milwaukee metro rates are the highest across all age groups, and this is expected given the large racial disparities in asthma burden in the Milwaukee area. Among all ages and among adults, the non-CHSDA county rate is higher than the CHSDA county rate, which is not what we would expect given the higher burden among American Indian populations in the state. Because our data sets have included race, we're able to look at the overall state age-adjusted rates of asthma ED visits by race. So we see in red American Indian, Alaska Native, in purple the white population, in blue Black population, and green Asian population. When looking at the state rates by race, we see that Blacks have the highest rates by far, approximately 6 times higher than whites, followed by significantly higher rates for American Indians and Alaska Natives, and this is across all age groups. And here we're looking at the same two figures from the previous slides, only they're aligned such that we're able to compare the red bars within each figure. We see that the elevated rates among American Indians in the bottom figure, so the red bars, are not seen within the CHSDA county's calculation in the upper figure. Now we want to shift to looking at the statewide asthma ED visit rates over the 7 year period of time. In Wisconsin, children have higher rates of asthma ED visits than adults, and the asthma ED visit rates for the American Indian Alaska Native population is more than twice that of whites. So keep this in mind as we look now at tribe-specific rates. By tribe, we can compare CHSDA county rates to the rates by race. So across all tribes, the CHSDA rates shown in yellow are more similar to the rates for the white population shown in purple than the American Indian Alaska Native population shown in red. Some tribes, in fact, had rates over 3 times higher than the white population in those CHSDA counties. And although this is not shown in the figure, analyses showed that for some tribes, adults had rates similar to those of children, elevated rates. This is not typically what we see for asthma. Usually children have the higher asthma burden, and this result was not seen in the CHSDA estimates. It essentially was washed out. So calculating rates based on CHSDA, even when race is available, it introduces some misclassification, since some counties fall into two different tribal CHSDAs. And here is an example. We see the Bad River CHSDA includes Ashland and Iron counties. But the tribe is primarily in Ashland County and minimally in Iron County. If we look at Lac du Flambeau CHSDA, we see that it includes 3 counties, Iron, Vilas, and Oneida. So Ion County will be included in both tribal CHSDAs. And when you're calculating the tribal CHSDA for Bad River, you're essentially including some of the American Indian population from the Lac des Flambeaux tribe and vice versa. The other issue is that the CHSDA rates are diluted by what's going on in the rest of the county. So as you see for Bad River, and you look at the two counties of Ashland and Iron, you know, the rest of the county is not a tribal population. And in northern Wisconsin, it's largely a white population. So essentially, the CHSDA rates are being diluted by the rates of asthma burden in the white population. Refining rates using zip codes that overlap with tribal boundaries or geocoded data would produce more specific tribal rates than using the CHSDA counties, even if race and ethnicity weren't available, as is the case in Minnesota. So assigning each patient's address to the closest tribal boundary, for example. Although, as you can see from the green zip codes plotted here, the zip code boundary doesn't really, you know, overlap with the tribal boundary. So again, it presents some issues. The most accurate tribal rates would be based on some sub-county geography as well as race. So in conclusion, we found that asthma rates based on tribal CHSDA are poor estimates of American Indian and Alaskan Native asthma burden. The CHSDA rate approximates the majority of the population within the counties, which in Wisconsin is the white population. Advocating for race as a variable on registries and hospitalization and other health data sets is key. The accuracy of asthma rates for individual tribes is improved by calculating race-based rates within each tribal CHSDA. And future methods to include rates based on smaller geographic areas and race, if available, will improve the estimates of asthma burden for tribes. Thank you.